Good morning, people. Nice to have you back tuned in, listen to me. And today I'm gonna be talking about family and friends. You have to meet family and friends where they are. Like, you don't have to, don't have high expectations on family and friends, because we will get disappointed. And sometimes in life we don't understand, because we think because they're blood, they're our family, they supposed to act a certain way. That's not the case. A lot of times they're blood relatives, but we see that they treat others that are not related to them better than us. Like, for instance, like with social media, you might have a cousin, but they treat others better than you. Now, that's why I say meet them halfway. Because if it's family, you know who they are and you know their get down. And jealousy thrives. Jealousy is like the air that we breathe. Jealousy is everywhere. It comes in all forms, through all different types of people. And just because he or she is our blood relative, it does not mean that they're not jealous of us. Perfect example. With social media, I know I'm not the only one that has experienced this. You could have something going on, like a party, or you could be selling something. Your blood relative is your friend. Your blood relative would not share your information, or they just won't even tell anybody about it. But when you see them, they may say, well, why you didn't tell me about it? Knowing that they saw it. But then you could have a total stranger. A total stranger will represent you more than a blood relative. That's why nowadays we just gotta watch out who we call family. Because family nowadays are not like family back in the day. And always remember, it could be a total stranger that will ride for you harder than a family member. But also, if we know of a person or what they do, our expectations can't be so high. And a lot of times, as people, we're human, we as people expect to see us in other people. And we get disappointed every time. Just because of things that you would do out of kindness of your heart, don't think that other people would do the same thing. That's why we have to meet them where they're at. So that's how it is today. Because I know I have a lot of non-family that's closer to me than family. They mean more to me than my own blood cousins. Now, I'm not saying all blood cousins, but I'm using this as an example. And what I'm really saying is, I would, like the NBA make trades, I would trade them in, I would trade a certain person for another person. Because, you know, they ain't hitting on nothing. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you have a family member that just ain't about nothing. But you have a non-blood friend, non-relative, If you call, they're there. And vice versa. He or she would do for you just like you would do for them. Those are the types that we need to trade in. Like me, myself, I have a childhood friend named Edison. Edison is closer to me than a lot of my blood relatives. He's going to ride for me, and I'm going to ride for him. A little bit about this. I introduced him to his wife, and they've been together now like 20 years, over 20 years. But he is what I call family. That blood stuff, a lot of them, I could erase them. But just like air, jealousy is all around us. And that's why now today's like the traditional family like back in the day is not like family of today. Most of the time now, most of the people that you meet, when you talk to them, they'll say, this is my family, but I don't really mess with them like that. I'm more here with my kids or my husband, wife, whatever. They just don't deal with family because family are not what they used to be. And like I said on a previous podcast, you let someone die in your family, you would get people from everywhere breaking their necks to come to pay that last respect, which makes no sense to me, because while you're living, they don't even say anything, don't reach out or whatever. Like they're saying, give a person their flowers while they're living. Because when they're dead and gone, all you have is a story that you tell that little story that don't hold a lot of value if you were not trying to see them while they were alive. I'm from the South, and I notice when funerals go on in the South, it's like you see so many cars from up north are here to pay their last respect. And I get that. But sometimes just reach out to people. Because that's the saddest thing in the world, trying to come together in time of death. But nowadays, too, all the big mamas are dying off. Now grandmamas be 30 years old. Back in the day, the grandmama held that family together. And she would make sure that we saw each other. Just like now, I don't even recall. Okay, I know COVID has just passed. And, you know, it's the summer months. Normally, growing up for me, July and August and up to September, you would see family reunions everywhere. But now it's like you just don't even see it no more. Like I say, families are not what they used to be. But we have to meet people where they're at. Just meet them where they're at. And don't wonder why. And just like me, I'm saying this, but I had a conversation with somebody, because I know somebody that's kind of like homeless, and I try to help the person, but I need to just more worry about me helping this person and not why their family don't help them, because that's none of my business. I should just worry about what I do and not why the family don't help the person. But like I said, the name of this podcast today is Meet Family and Friends Where They Are. And what I do for this person, I feed them. I buy them underwear. I buy them clothes. But like I said, I have to stop worrying about why other family members don't do what they do and worry about me providing what I can for this person. And a lot of that about me, like I said, I talked about therapy about 2 weeks ago, but I noticed I'm attracted to broken people. And I try to do what I can to heal them or help them. And I know I need to pull back from that because I can't help everybody. And a lot of times I'm just attracted to broken people. But if I can help them, I'll help them. But I need to stop worrying about why the help is not coming from somewhere else. Just do what I can and just leave it at that. So meet people where they are. Sometimes in life, people will not change. We all know that family member that's the fast talker. They always need to borrow something, but they can't not lend you or pay you back. We love them, but we have to meet them where they are and quit worrying about why they don't get their life together. Because at this point, they're probably 40-something years old. They're not going to get it together. Meet that person where they are. Once you meet them where they are, you've done your part. But don't keep trying to say, why you don't do this? Why you don't do this? You need to do this. They already know who they are in life. They are content. Leave it alone. Do your part. Do what you can. Meet them where they are. And that's that. You will get blessed for what you have done for this person. And sometimes that person might get upset with you because you're not doing more. But you got to remember, meet them where they are, do what you can, and it's a cutoff line. Because if you're the type of person that keeps taking care of others, who's going to take care of you when you're down? So meet them where they are. Okay, this week in the news, Brittany Griner got 9 years, and a lot of people are upset, and they have the right to be. But on the other hand, if you do wrong in other people's countries, you're gonna pay. And like I always say, and I want you all to tell your children this, a person of color stepping up to the bat already has a full count. He has 2 strikes and 3 balls. A white person, they have a full chance. They have no balls. They have no strikes. So they have 3 chances to get it right before the mistake comes into play. A person of color, you only have 1 chance to get it right. After you get that 1 chance, most of the times, it could be a screw up. So we don't have many chances. So you need to put this in your children's ear. You are a person of color. You coming to the plate with a full count. You're not white. And another thing, they arrested Breonna Taylor killers. Well, I think federal charges. But it's 4 years later. Now, we know this is not right. You breaking this woman's house, looking for somebody else, you kill her. And now it's 4 years later. But for them to arrest those 4 guys, trust and believe, it's like, okay, Brittany Griner's locked up and the president is not doing anything. But now they arrest Breonna Taylor's killers. It's like a trade-off. It's not an even trade-off. Because Brittany Griner shouldn't have got as much time. And Breonna Taylor, killers should have been captured way before now. 4 years later, it makes no sense. But this is the America we live in. We can't change it. We can leave this country, but we can't change it. Well, this is the end. Thanks again for listening. Hope you tune in next week. I holla.